This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. TV time at Fairgrinds Coffee House. An email whizzed in from the interweb on Tuesday. A location scout wanted to know, would we be willing to shut down the coffee house on Thursday for filming of a television series? Subject line on the email spelled proposal as P-R-O-P-U-S-S-A-L. I was suspicious. This might be spam, something called Purge 2 LLC or some such. I asked Google for the details. It claimed there was a filming operation making a television series based on the horror movie The Purge. If you've never gone channel surfing, and I know that's old school, The Purge was a bizarre show. It was set sometime in the future. From what I could tell, there was a population problem. The government set up one day a year where murder was legal and everyone was fair game. The rich and well-positioned had safe rooms to hide to make it throughout the day when population was being purged. The poor, well, you can guess, they were dead meat. Anyway, they seemed to be claiming they were making a television show based on that premise. Okay, maybe this was legit. Wouldn't that be wonderful in this bad business, hot, wet summer for selling fair trade coffee? So location money falling from the sky would be fantastic. But I was in Europe. There was a phone number at the bottom for an office location. It was 7:30 a.m. on a Tuesday in New Orleans, but I would call and at least find out if the number was legit or fake. Three rings and a young production assistant answered the phone and said yes, but the location manager I asked for was out that minute. No problem. We'll connect later. I explained I was just trying to determine if y'all were for real. Okay, maybe this would work. This is the entertainment business though, right? I've read the local papers and heard too many stories of locals being ripped off, so the next mountain to climb would be making sure Chaco Rathke, the manager of the coffee houses, was able to get the check and get it into the bank before we shut down that morning and were ripped off. He was on it like white on rice. He got the check, he made it to the bank, and we confirmed the check was good. Let's roll. Small world. Once they showed up, Chaco knew the location manager. Used to run into him at a local store. I asked him to send me pictures. There were film trucks blocking the street. They were a professional operation from stem to stern. Chaco worked the coffee bar, dispensing some coffee and charging for the fancy espressos. You never know what breaks up a week in a city of surprises. Sometimes it's just not enough to be good. You have to be lucky. This week at Fairgrinds Coffee Houses, thanks to the Purge and Basile Day, we were both good and lucky. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.